T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
It's Dave O'Brien from 99.5 The Mountain. Mike Love has been the lead singer of the Beach Boys for almost 60 years and the co-writer of many of their big hits. He joins us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Hey, thanks.
Mike Love has just released a brand new song and video called This Too Shall Pass that is very reflective of our current COVID pandemic. And proceeds from the downloads go to benefit the COVID-19 Response Fund, which helps out food banks around the country. First of all, thank you for doing that, contributing to the support of the people who are working hard and people who have been affected by this. And also, thank you for bringing the familiar and soothing and upbeat sounds that we have all known over the years to these troubling times.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was my pleasure. You know, our touring, as a touring musician, the entire industry has come to a screeching halt. And so with the time on my hands, I was sitting in my studio and I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of people going, we're all going through some effect of this COVID-19 thing, whether it's wearing masks or social distancing, you know. In fact, the song, Shake It Ends, is a thing of the past due to social distancing, was one of the lines. But, you know, some of us are in the front lines of you know, doctors and nurses and National Guard and first responders and stuff, and FEMA and all that kind of thing. So, you know, I wanted to give a shout-out to those people, but also ultimately to say that this too shall pass, and that's the name of the song. People are wondering how long it'll last. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. And we will get back to having fun in the sun. So I wanted to make it positive and having something to look forward to, which I look forward to back out on tour and doing our concerts. We love doing our shows because people like our music, and it's been wonderful the last almost 6 decades now. But because of going through things like the Vietnam War and civil rights problems and stuff, this too shall pass. Things will get better, and that's what I wanted to impart in this song.
You know, that's interesting. The history of the Beach Boys follows the history of, obviously, the United States, where we've had a lot of troubling times. But you guys have always been somewhat of a diversion, kind of that take your mind off of the moment and remember that there are good times ahead.
Well, you know, I've always tried to accentuate the positive. You know, there's no doubt that life has its huge negative situations that come along and stuff, whether it's societally or individually. But the way to deal with that stress and those problems, I've always believed that if you don't contribute to the negativity, you allow more positivity to come forward. And that's just, I've always tried to accentuate the positive, in other words.
And I imagine you've had to work very hard at that because, as most people know, the history of the Beach Boys themselves has been rather turbulent over the years. And to continue to generate those positive vibes, you must have to work doubly as hard sometimes.
Well, it's not so much working so hard as just putting your attention on more positive things. I mean, yes, like the song Good Vibrations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Or the song Fun, Fun, Fun. And if you're a little in a more melancholy mood, In My Room might do the trick, you know? So music has always been a source of and a refuge for so many of us. Positivity is a choice.
We're talking to Mike Love of the Beach Boys, who just released This Too Shall Pass, brand new song again that benefits COVID-19 Response Fund to help out food banks around the country. Now, you mentioned that you were kind of a little bit of cabin fever at home. I understand you make your home in Reno these days. What is a Beach Boy doing in the mountains?
Well, it's Lake Tahoe. Reno is my airport that I come in and out of when we do go on tour. But my home is overlooking Lake Tahoe, which is beautiful. My routine now these days is going from the studio to the kitchen to the bedroom and touring, and that's my tour these days.
All of us are experiencing that, I think. Now, on a normal year, before we had COVID-19 enter our lives, how many dates a year were you guys still performing on the road?
Around 150.
Wow.
In fact, this year was going to be probably our most biggest year ever in the history of the group. However, this, you know, I'd say 80 of our concerts got canceled. So, you know, we were hoping to do some later in the summer or in the fall, but some of our things have been postponed into the winter and next year.
Well, I have seen the Beach Boys live many times. I grew up in Washington, D.C., and the 4th of July in Washington, D.C., on the National Mall, it was a tradition. The Beach Boys would come play a concert, and I was in the crowd of 200,000 people out there, three-quarters of a mile away from the stage.
That was the first time we ever met John Stamos. He came out when he was Blackie on General Hospital in the mid-'80s. To see us in concert, and he's been coming out ever since. In fact, he was on our video, and he put our video together and played on it, too, which is great.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I remember that being when John Stamos came out. I also remember Mr. T being on stage with you at some point, because as a teenager in the 1980s, that was awesome to see Mr. T with the Beach Boys live in person. But the John Stamos friendship, that developed from just him being there to see you?
Well, before he was an actor, he was a drummer in a three-piece band in Southern California. He's always loved the drums, and we love it when he comes out and plays. He adds so much charisma to the show, and we'll back him up on a song. We backed him up on a Full House called Forever, written by my cousin Dennis, and that was the episode where Uncle Jesse got married. So we've been knowing John for a long time. He's had us on Full House four or five times. He's just been a great friend, and he jumped in and contributed his time and talents to the putting together of the video. So he's been very, very supportive, good friend for many years.
Yeah, much like we're used to seeing nowadays, you shot the video, everybody in their own isolation studio, and then they put it all together, and John Stamos is on the drums of This Too Shall Pass, the new song from Mike Love, that you can download at MikeLove.com. And again, the benefits, the COVID-19 Response Fund. And one last thing before I let you go, I was watching just this week a brand new TV show called Space Force with Steve Carell came out. The trailer for it came out. And the Beach Boys song Kokomo is very prominently featured in that.
I know. Isn't that something? That was 32 years ago, it was prominently featured in Cocktail, the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Right.
So here it is, 32 years later, here it is in another big motion picture. That's pretty awesome.
Well, here we are 60 years later, and your music still endures and still, as I mentioned, brings us through tough times. So we appreciate that very much. Again, MikeLove.com is where you can go here and download the brand new song, This Too Shall Pass, and check out the video. Thanks so much for your time, and we hope to see you back out on the road or out on the beach soon.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.